and live responsibly.
The Sports Addict Radio Network proudly presents The Jerry Miller Show.
I totally don't know what that means, but I want it.
Opinions and information for the Wahoo and Hokie nations.
It ain't cool being no jive turkey so close to Thanksgiving.
You can reach the program by calling 866-356-ESPN.
I mean, listen, we're talking about practice. Not a game. We're talking about practice.
Or you can email the show at jerry@cvasports.com.
I'm a man. I'm 40.
Now, here's your host, Jerry Miller.
Show me the money!
Guys, welcome to Hour 2, 3 states, 5 affiliates at our disposal. I'm Jerry Miller. It's the Jerry Miller Show. Thank you for joining us on a Tuesday, guys, at ACC Country. And you know the drill. On Tuesdays, we welcome one man and one man only. He's a smart person. We read his verbiage, his content, his brain power every single day on TechSideline.com. And, folks, he's the associate editor of TechSideline.com. Fondly known in the family as CC, Chris Coleman. Que pasa, my friend?
How's it going, buddy?
I'm doing very well. I'm doing a lot better than Sean and Tyrod, and I guess we'll get straight to the nitty-gritty. Can you give us a status update on the two QBs?
I think they're going to go this entire week with a protective boot on. They're going to sit out practice, and they're going to be reevaluated on Friday. I don't know. I don't know if either one of them is going to be able to be ready to go for Maryland or not. You know, Sean Glennon was warming up on the sideline towards the end of that Florida State game, and it kind of looked like he might come back in the game, but they went with Corey Holt instead. But, you know, I'm inclined to think one of them would be back for Maryland. You know, I've heard around a little bit that it would probably be Sean Glennon if it was either one of them. But at this point, I think, you know, you've got to prepare for Corey Holt being out there.
Well, CC, if you disagree with this, please tell me you disagree here. I would think Glennon has a much easier opportunity to come back to football. He is the drop-back passer, not the scrambling quarterback like Tyrod, who needs the ankle to cut. And the high ankle sprains on the left foot, that's not on Glennon's planting foot. Maybe that's why he's more apt to come back for Maryland.
Right, yeah, you know, Sean Glennon's not a scrambler, so, you know, I don't think it's going to make a huge deal, you know, with how he plays. You know, obviously there's a chance for further injury if he comes back before he's ready. But at the same time, you know, he's a senior. He's only got a few games left, and if he sees one more chance to start at quarterback for Virginia Tech, you know, this might be it. This might be his last shot to start a game at Virginia Tech. So I think he's gonna push himself to come back for that game. It wouldn't really surprise me if he did, but at this point, I think you've got to count on, at this point, it being Corey Holt until we get to Friday and we see how they've responded to treatment over the course of this week.
Guys, our guest, CC, Chris Coleman, TechSideline.com, the associate editor, Corey Holt, a fifth-year senior. He played the final 20 minutes against Florida State. Corey Holt is a guy that if he plays against Maryland, if he starts against Maryland, Chris, will draw the first start of his collegiate career, which is somewhat startling this late in the collegiate season. Can you give us a breakdown of 6'4", 6'5", 225-pound Corey Holt?
Well, you know, he's a guy around here that everybody likes around Virginia Tech. He's a team guy. He's gone back and forth from quarterback to wide receiver, you know, wherever he's been needed. They were going to originally try to redshirt Tyrod Taylor, of course, this year, and that plan wouldn't have been possible if Corey Holt had not come back this year. For a lot of guys like Corey Holt that have already graduated, what's the point of coming back for your fifth year, you know, in the program, unless you just enjoy it? You enjoy being around your teammates and everything like that. And Corey Holt is obviously one of those guys. He's a team guy. You know, he also has some talent and ability as a passer. You know, I worry about rust a little bit. You know, he's a guy who really hadn't taken any quarterback reps until Saturday, since probably late August, you know, right before the or maybe early September, right after the Tyrod redshirt plan, you know, was pretty much shot down the drain. But, you know, he's a guy who can get some things done, I think. He did a pretty decent job against Florida State, but that was against a man-to-man defense. You know, he's going to be playing, assumedly, against a Maryland defense that's, you know, they're going to be prepared for him. They're going to throw a lot of different coverage looks at him. And that game's going to be a lot more difficult, I think, for him than the Florida State game.
I read, and please, if this is incorrect, but I think I read in the Roanoke Times, Greg Boone, 6'3", 280 of Oscar Smith High School, might have the strongest arm of all the quarterbacks in Blacksburg.
Oh, yeah, I think so, too. I mean, he's huge. He can throw the ball a long ways. There's no doubt about that. And he's going to get some quarterback reps this week. And if Corey Holt goes out of that game, Sean Glennon and Tyrod Taylor, if they aren't available, then Greg Boone would come into the game as a quarterback. There you'd have it. You'd have a tight end playing a quarterback for Virginia Tech, and I'm not sure anything else could go wrong for the offense at that point. I don't think it could get any worse than that.
Mr. Coleman, let me throw this to you guys. CC, Chris Coleman, the associate editor at TechSideline.com. Yesterday was Mayhem Monday, where all Pigskin perspective is welcome, and a lot of the Virginia Tech fan base was calling with very critical commentary about the hokey offensive line. They think the trouble start in the trenches, and that's why the offense has been somewhat inept under Brian Steinspring. Is that fair commentary?
Yeah, you know, I think it's fair for the most part. You know, I think the main problem on Saturday was Ed Wang didn't play a very good game. He was pretty much abused over there on that edge by Everett Brown, and just didn't play well at all. You know, they did open up some decent holes in the running game for Darren Evans, but you know, when it comes down to it, I kind of think Tech's passing game as a whole. You know, some of these sacks, you don't see a Tech lineman getting physically whipped at the line of scrimmage on a lot of occasions. It just seems like there's nowhere to throw the football, or there's no check down, or there's nobody open, and you know, things like that. And you know, it makes the offensive line look worse than they actually are. If you look across the board at that, you know, there's individual talent there. Ryan Schumann's a good player. He's a fifth-year senior. Nick Marshman's probably going to get drafted in April. Sergio Render's probably the most physically talented guard Virginia Tech has ever had. So you know, they've got some talent up front. It's not really a question of that. It's just, you know, it's just a confidence issue, I really think. I don't think they're a very confident unit right now, and I'm not sure that there are a lot of confidence across the board on offense right now.
Let me paint the picture for you, and if you disagree, pick it apart like Thanksgiving turkey. I think a lot of the fans are looking at it like this, Mr. Coleman. The number one quarterback goes down. The number two quarterback goes down. They're high ankle injuries. We know they have a tendency to linger. Virginia Tech has lost two straight games, Boston College and Florida State, where the offense has struggled. And I think that's fair to say. Maryland comes to Blacksburg, a Thursday night game on national TV. Maryland is 6-2, 3-1 in the Atlantic Division. The question I throw to you, and if you disagree, or if you want to throw it away, please do. Why should the Hokie fan base not be panicking right now?
Well, I think this is kind of a good game for Virginia Tech. They're getting back home. You know, they've played six big games this year, and only one of them has been in Lane Stadium. That was the Georgia Tech game. You know, they played Nebraska on the road, Boston College on the road, Florida State on the road, North Carolina, Nebraska, East Carolina, all on the road. You know, I mean, you know, this is good medicine for this team right now. That, you know, they need to come home, they need to fill a home crowd, and I think the Tech fans are ready for a big game. All this traveling around all over the country to Boston and Tallahassee and Lincoln, I mean, that's a whole lot. Eventually, you just want to get home in your own stadium, your only night game of the season, and you know, this is your only chance to you know, have a really great time at a home football game this year, and you know, I think Tech will respond, and I think they'll play a good game against Maryland. You know, I do think Sean Glennon or Tyrod Taylor will be back at some point this season. I really do like Tech's chances to beat Maryland. Maryland, for whatever reason, you know, they can only beat top 25 teams for the most part, it seems. Otherwise, they struggle. And, you know, if they play against Virginia Tech like they played against NC State over the weekend, they're definitely going to lose in Lane Stadium. I just, you know, Ralph Regan hadn't had a lot of success against Frank Beamer since ACC expansion. I feel good about Tech's chances in that Maryland game. After that, I think it's a week-by-week basis.
That's my follow-up question for you. Maryland guys beats NC State 27-24 in College Park, and NC State is clearly the worst football team in the conference, and it was a three-point win for the Terrapins at home, which raised eyebrows. Is it safe to say Maryland clearly plays up to their competition, plays down to their competition, and does that make the Terrapins dangerous with a hokey football team that's been the bully of the conference for all of this decade?
Yeah, you know, I think that's fair. You know, they lost to Middle Tennessee State, and they lost to a Virginia team that looked, you know, at the time like they were just dead in the water, and they might not win another game the rest of the season. But you know, they also beat California. You know, they've beaten some top 25 teams this year, and you know, they're 6-2 for a reason. You know, they've got some good players up there. But at the same time, you look at some of their defensive stats, and they're kind of soft defensively. You know, they give up a lot of yards on defense. This is one of the few ACC teams that is not strong defensively, which is why I think Tech can have some success running the football, and I think they can have some success throwing it also, depending on which quarterback they have in there, because Kevin Barnes, Maryland's top corner, he's out for the season. You know, they've got some injury problems on the defensive side of the ball, you know, with Barnes being out of there. So I do like a lot of the matchups in this game in Tech's favor, but at the same time, if Virginia Tech has to play their third-string quarterback, Corey Holt, you never really know what's going to happen.
Guys, smart man on the phone line, Chris Coleman, TechSideline.com. He joins us on Tuesdays. We're live in three states through five affiliates here on the Jerry Jerry Miller Show. I'm going to pose the question that Kevin Quigley posed to us, Mr. Coleman, in headlines. Virginia's football program has won four straight games. They're 3-1. They sit atop the Coastal Division. Virginia Tech has lost two straight. They're 2-2. They're right in the middle of the pack in the Coastal Division. Which Commonwealth program is the front runner to play in Tampa Bay, and why?
Well, I still think you've got to go Virginia Tech with that. You know, I mean, you look at Al Grove. Year after year, he does something to get the fan base excited about, and at the end, it's not quite as good as they think it's going to be. So, and plus that game's in Blacksburg this year. I think if it comes down to those two teams, Virginia Tech will find a way to win in Blacksburg, so I would have to go Hokies.
The Hokies, three of their last four games, guys, at Lane Stadium, the only road game at Miami Thursday night in South Florida. They close it down with Duke and Virginia. I look at the final four games. I like those final four games for Virginia Tech as compared with the final four games, Miami at Wake, Clemson at Virginia Tech for the University of Virginia. Mr. Coleman, your thoughts, sir?
Yeah, I think so, too. I think Tech matches up well with the remaining four teams on their schedule. You know, the one road game they have is down in Miami. That's certainly not a very intimidating atmosphere. And with the way Miami's really playing right now, they're really struggling offensively, and their defense isn't especially good either. So I think Tech can go down there and pull that one out. You know, Duke, you know, as much as they've improved, that should be a win. But, you know, I just think Tech matches up a lot better against these last four teams than they have against the previous two teams that they've lost to.
Mr. Coleman, 60 seconds left. We can use all the brain power you have. You make the program better, sir. You're ACC Coach of the Year at this point of the season.
Oh, man, ACC Coach of the Year at this point in the season. Paul Johnson would have to be up there. I would have to go either Paul Johnson or Ralph Friesian, I would think. You know, I would say Bobby Bowden, but I'm not really sure how much coaching he does down there anymore. You know, you look at a lot of the other guys on there, and Jimbo Fisher seems to be really involved on the sideline. Obviously, Chuck Amato is. And Bobby Bowden pretty much just sits there, and every now and then he'll get on the headset. So I'm not sure I could really throw him in there, but Ralph Friesian's done a really good job. You know, he's helped them rebound off some tough losses that obviously you know, arguably they shouldn't have lost, but, you know, Paul Johnson's still my top choice. What he's done at Georgia Tech, despite the loss to Virginia this past week, it's been pretty incredible what he's done down there.
His name, Chris Coleman, finally known in this family as CC, the associate editor of TechSideline.com. We're on the website 5 days a week to prepare for this program. Mr. Coleman, thank you, sir.
Yep, Jerry, enjoyed it.
Good guy right there. CC knows some stuff. Kevin Quigley hit me in 3-2-1 with love for CC. Thank you. Chris Coleman, TechSideline.com. It's a fantastic website. Will Stewart and CC do a fantastic job, guys, with the content there. And literally, this program is on it all the time to prepare for the Jerry Miller Show. Blacksburg, New River Valley, Central Virginia, you have a Miller's Minute coming from me. We have headlines on the other side of the break. Open phone lines. The people that try to get in this segment will get you in next segment at 866-356-ESPN, 866-356-3776. Stay tuned to the Jerry Miller Show.